the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Heidi Finch, Senior Editor of the Ethanolamines Report. She's going to tell us about the ethanolamine contract settlement feedback for November so far, and talk about market fundamentals in November and expectations into December. So Heidi, what are the November contract settlements showing so far?
Well, the November settlements have been pretty mixed so far. This depends on the source and the homologue itself. For TA 99%, the price rises have largely been around the cost ratio level and also above in some cases. So this takes into account the higher upstream ethylene contract costs this month and also the fact that the estacor and construction sectors have been performing pretty well. For MEA though, the settlements have been the most mixed out of all the homologues, with rollovers and increases of 5 to 10 euros, so below the cost ratio level, and also larger rises of up to 40 to 50 euros were also heard. So some players have said domestic availability is good for this product, although others are saying import availability is somewhat restricted. But others are suggesting that this is being offset by demand not being particularly strong anyway. Nevertheless, a few producers have talked about reduced import availability for MEA and the fact that there is an ongoing need to recoup lost margins from previous months, and they said this is helping them to justify larger price rises than the cost ratio level. Now for DEA, the rollovers have been mainly heard so far for this month, and this is despite upstream ethylene costs being up this month, and this is because of a well-supplied market for DEA. There have also been some cost ratio rises and some price rises of up to 50 to 60 euros for DEA this month, but this has been mainly for margin recovery reasons and because some players have seen good demand in some cases. However, it's worth pointing out that these rises haven't been confirmed in the wider market so far.
And so how do you see supply and demand during November and into December?
Well, supply for the time being has been pretty sufficient to meet demand. This is despite the recent BASF tragic incident at its Ludwigshafen site. There was some impact in the immediate aftermath, but this hasn't been sustained. In terms of demand, it's largely steady. There are a few early signs of a slowdown, according to one or two players, and they suggest this is mainly due to seasonality and also the fact that some are more mindful of reducing their stock levels at year end for working capital reasons. The main sector that's continuing to hold up relatively well is the estacort sector, and this is taking place through November. And then in terms of the construction sector, the demand there is pretty much mixed because some are suggesting there is a slowdown in activity during this month. However, there's others suggesting it's pretty steady and they don't expect any real lull in activity until next month with the shutdown during the Christmas period.
Great, well thanks for explaining that, Heidi. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.